This show is huge.
The Michigan Sports Network and The Huge Show present the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour. Over the next 60 minutes, Huge, former NFL running back Merrill Hodge, and DraftKings Big Picks insider Lee Sterling will break down the Lions and the rest of the NFL games. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app this weekend to get in on the NFL action, and always use code HUGE when you sign up to get the promo hookups. Now, let's talk about the Lions and this week in the NFL. Here's the huge one, Bill Simonson.
Thank you, Big Mac. It is another week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE to always get the hookups. Inside this hour, Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network about that trip from Detroit to Los Angeles. It's Stafford versus Goff on Sunday. And then Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back and co-host of the ESPN NFL matchup show. He'll join us. We'll look at the Bengals-Lions game and look ahead to Stafford and Goff on Sunday in Los Angeles. Now, if you do have a comment on the Lions, Stafford versus Goff, our huge question of the day, what's your prediction of the game? I said 38-7, Stafford over Goff. You can join us live at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and opt in on that Huge text chain, which means you can text us anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Let's bring in former Lion offensive lineman, Super Bowl champion with Tampa Bay, Lomas Brown. Hey, Lomas Brown. We'll get Lomas Brown in our next segment. We'll go with Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network with Dan Miller and TJ Lang. He's standing by. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Huge. How you doing? This TGIF, my good man.
Yeah, this week moved fast, and I needed it to move fast, and it did, and here we are. And, you know, it really kickstarted my week to watch the Bengals just destroy the Lions. It was the first full game where they didn't look into it at all. And how do we go from those great efforts, the first five games, to what we witnessed last Sunday against the Bengals?
Well, you definitely know Coach Campbell was very upset about that. I mean, he made it known that he was upset at the way, especially the offense played, but the way the team played as a whole. Like he said, they just got hit in the mouth and they stood there and took it. So I don't expect that to happen again to them. I expect the Lions to come out with great effort, even though, you know, L.A., what, 14-point favorites right now, and it's probably going to grow. But I expect them to put together a better effort. I don't expect them to go out there and lay an egg like they did against Cincinnati, because that was pretty bad. It really was. It was the worst game of the season for them, and hopefully they'll be able to respond after that.
You know, when you look at the home fans, the first basically three quarters in the opener against the Niners, the first half, which was god-awful against the Ravens, and you look at those four quarters, one thing that's being overlooked here is the empty seats, the fan apathy, and we're only six games in. They have to turn this around. This isn't, hey, wait till next year or 2 years when we get our guys. I'm not saying they have to go win 11 games in a row, but they need to post some W's and play four-quarter football.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. I mean, you're absolutely right about that, man. If they could just put together four quarters. I mean, we haven't seen that yet. Or I guess we did see it against Cincinnati when they put four bad quarters together. But you're right. I mean, if those guys are able to put together, you know, four quarters, man, I think we have a team that you could be proud of. And you, look, I know – you know, second youngest team in the NFL, you're going to have those growing pains. The thing that I know Coach Campbell and that coaching staff want to see is they want to see these guys steadily getting better. You know, that's what they want to see. They don't want to have setbacks like they had against Cincinnati where offense, defense, and special teams, nobody really played particularly well. So you know, I know he takes pride in that. He wants his team to take pride in that. So, I'm looking for a much better effort. I'm looking for a four-quarter effort, too, from them.
Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network joining us here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Why has Goff been so bad or inconsistent might be better? You know, I had that quarter and a half when they were down big to the Niners. Second half against the Ravens, he played well. First half against the Packers, you know, you could say a quarter and a half, he played well on the road in Chicago. And then just the first half ugly and the second half not much better. Why the inconsistent play from Goff at QB?
Yeah, man, that's the biggest question. And, you know, again, with Jared, I think Hughes is just him feeling comfortable and pulling the trigger. I mean, you heard Dan Campbell say that so much, man. They want the quarterback just to let it go. You know, don't worry as much about the consequences. You know, just let it go. And I think Jared, I don't think he's done that yet. I really think, you know, either he's playing too cautious, he don't want to make mistakes, you know, and you know, again, you take the simple way out. You take the check downs. You know, you do this little simple thing. That's what Jared has been doing. And, you know, in this game, you got to take risks, Hughes. You got to. You got to be a little risky. What does the coach from Tampa Bay say? You know, with the biscuit. You got to risk it with the biscuit. And that's what we got to do. We got to open things up with our offense. We got to spread defenses out. We can't be afraid to get the ball downfield. We got to take our shot plays when we get the opportunity, and we also have to be consistent with running the ball. So, you know, it's a couple of things, but I do think that Jared is just a little cautious with the ball, a fear of not making mistakes with it. And I think that's kind of hurting the defense too. I'm sorry, the offense too, from the standpoint of being explosive and being able to get the ball downfield.
Yeah, the key word on this season is inconsistent. And I think Campbell has been inconsistent. I think Anthony Lynn has been inconsistent. I will give, up until last week, I was liking what Aaron Glenn was doing with the defense. But, you know, an example, the Vikings game, they go for two. Just a footballsy call. They go for two. Then they back off on pressure and let Cousins march the Vikings down the field for the game-winning field goal. Then when they're down 27-0, they kick a field goal against the Bengals. But against the Bears down 10, they won't kick the field goal. Yeah. And I'm saying this not as a negative. But remember, Dan Campbell has never been a head coach, and you can see it wearing on him at times on the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you're right. I can't deny that. It has been some inconsistencies. And, again, you know, I know he said he's dealing with a young team, and maybe he was being too aggressive with some of the stuff, so maybe it was time to back because he didn't know how the young guys were going to be able to handle that. And that's when you get your inconsistencies. That's when the inconsistencies come and everything. So, you know, I think, you know, other than I and Hughes, to be honest, which I kind of like what Anthony Lynn has been doing. You know, I know it doesn't seem consistent, but I like some of the motions that we do, some of the jet sweeps, some of the things, some of the play designs that he has. I like them. They just have to be executed. I think if they are executed at a high level with a quarterback that you have confidence in, I think you got a good offense. I think you got the makings of having a good offense because you got pieces. You got running backs. You got a pretty nice offensive line when they're healthy. You know, so you got pieces. You got a great tight end. So you got the pieces there. But again, it's going to all start and stop with your quarterback, and your quarterback just has to be consistent, and he has to consistently be able to run those plays. And when they don't, it just looks real uneven, and it looks, like you say, inconsistent. So, you know, I'm just hoping for – we just need to see that. We just need to see them stacking good plays on top of good plays, you know, and go from there.
Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network, former Lions offensive lineman, joining us here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Lions had the Rams on Sunday. You know, one note, when you say you like what Anthony Lynn is doing, if you have a quarterback not executing and your weak point on your team is your wide receiver core and an opposing defensive coordinator can take out Hockenson, you're almost helpless as an offense unless you get the ball to Swift or Williams.
You're right. You are absolutely right. And that's our shortcomings right now. That's what's killing us right now, that we don't have receivers that we could truly count on, or receivers that are healthy, that they could get in there and help Jared and help that offense consistently move the ball. You're right. I mean, if you look at our wide receiver crew compared to any other ones in the league, you can see that. It's a big discrepancy right there with us. So, you know, some other things that we might have to do, for instance, you might have to chop the playbook down some. You know, you might have to rely on the run a lot more. And coming out of the run, you rely on screen plays. Maybe you rely on those quick tunnel plays, a quick screen to the wide receiver, instead of forcing those guys to run deep routes. There's other ways of getting these guys involved. You just got to try to use the short passing game, like the run game. And that's where I see them having to go. Because like you say, TJ is on everybody's alert list when we play them. And like you say, if you take out DeAndre or Jamal as receivers, then you know you hamper the offense big time. So they're going to have to find other people. They're going to have to find other ways. They're going to have to systematically find ways of getting the ball in the hands of the guys and try to let these guys make plays when they get the ball.
Before I let you go, I know you'll be making the trip out west to Los Angeles with Dan Miller, TJ Lang, and the Lions Radio Network team, Lomas. I said 38-9 Rams. Where are you at on that final score?
Ooh, man. You know what? I think they might try to keep it close early, because to be honest with you, with me watching film on the Rams, they had been world. It seemed like they've been world beaters, but a lot of teams have been hurting themselves. The Chicago game, they hurt themselves a lot. The last game when they played, I can't think of who they just played last.
Seattle.
I'm talking about the LA Rams, yes.
No, New York Giants. They played the Giants last, and they played Seattle before that.
And they hurt themselves. The Giants hurt themselves. They turned the ball over inside the 20-yard, their own 20-yard line twice. So that's 14 points. So I'm not saying that the Rams aren't a very, very good team and they're getting better and better, but I think if the Lions come out and play a complete game, they should be able to keep it close, especially in the first half. So it's huge. I'm thinking maybe 24-14. I'm thinking it's going to be a little closer, and the Lions might find a way, devise a way to try to slow Stafford and that great offense he has over there up a little bit.
Well said. Thank you, Lomas. Enjoy the trip out to California.
Absolutely huge. Anytime, my good man.
All right, Lomas Brown joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. It's another Friday edition of the DraftKings Sportsbook app NFL Power Hour. Next segment, former Steelers running back Merrill Hodge. You remember him on TV as a co-host of the ESPN NFL Matchup Show. He joins us every week at 5:25, and he has broke down the Bengals-Lions film, Stafford and the Giants from last week, and he'll deliver what he thinks will happen Sunday at SoFi Stadium, Stafford versus Goff. Your Lions and NFL comments and questions at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000.
You're listening to the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge and former NFL running back Merrill Hodge on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
This is former Detroit Lion Rob Rubick with another week of the NFL season, another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code HUGE. That's HUGE, H-U-G-E. The 0-6 Lions head to L.A. on Sunday to face the 5-1 Rams. Normally, this game would be of little interest with the 17-point spread, but in this case, it does for Stafford and the Lions faithful, who for the most part wish him well. I do believe, as with most former players, he will want to be at his best when facing his old team. Stafford's had a strong start to the season with 16 TDs and only 4 picks, so if the Lions have any hope of getting their first win of the season, they will have to play significantly better than they have in the first 5 weeks and hope for a Hollywood fairy tale ending on Sunday against one of the NFL's elite teams.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We continue with the Friday edition of the DraftKings Sportsbook app. NFL Power Hour, something we do each and every Friday, 5 until 6 p.m. Former Steelers running back Merrill Hodge will join us each and every week to break down the Lions and talk about the NFC North and the big stories in the NFL. And I know Merrill looked back at the Bengals-Lions film, broke it down. He's been watching Stafford. What's going to happen Sunday? Stafford versus Goff. Lions at the Rams in Los Angeles. Your NFL questions and comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, you can opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Let's go talk about the NFL and the Lions and the Rams. Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, is standing by, joining us like he does every Friday on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. How you doing, my friend?
Bill, I'm good, my good brother. I'm glad I know it's Friday versus Thursday, right?
Yeah, and in the last couple of weeks, you have been the voice of optimism, Merrill, when it comes to the Lions, that they don't look like an 0-3, they don't look like an 0-4, they don't look like an 0-5 team, but man, last week, they look like the worst team in the NFL.
Well, they didn't look like the worst, but they looked as bad as as bad as they've looked all year. You know, the first thing that they have done notoriously well, with all their losses, is they've ran the football with, you know, great consistency, efficiency, commitment, and they couldn't. I mean, the Bengals just destroyed them. I mean, they couldn't run the ball at all. But you know, if you want to get right down to that game, what I really thought, you know, after you watch the tape and you really kind of you're able to compare and contrast. If you remember, Burrow had their rookie running back, number 25. I believe he's Michigan State, too, if I remember right. But anyway, he's a rookie.
Michigan running back, Evans.
Yeah, there we go. Michigan. I knew I was in one of them. I knew I was in the state. So, because I had to look him up because I hadn't used him much. And they matched him up. They split him wide. They got him matched up on a linebacker, ran a great route, and Burrow threw a perfect pass for a touchdown. Okay? I mean, they got the matchup. I mean, there's the NFL in a nutshell. From a bunch of conceptions. One, matchups. They got it. They win it. Now you think about the quarterback. It's got to be when you think about decision maker, you got to be a quick, good decision maker. You know, you can be a good decision maker, but you're a half a beat late. You know, you're like, yeah, it's a good deal, but if you'd gone a half second later, it'd been much better. There's a lot of quarterbacks like that. Now, Burrow, you know, doesn't fall into that category. It's a quick, good decision, and then he was accurate. I mean, it had to be a perfect throw. It was a perfect throw. Ended up being a touchdown. So now let's go to Detroit. Detroit almost gets the exact same scenario, almost the exact same part of the field. They get their tight end out of the backfield on a wheel route. You know, the tight end comes out, runs a flat, then to the sideline, just towards the sideline, he wheels it up. Got a linebacker on him, too. B team. And Goff underthrows him, overthrows him, but he misses him. And if you wanted to know that, I mean, that's kind of been Goff's issue, you know, those moments. That's what, you know, and even this season, it's been down a score territory where it's been either a bad decision, a miscue, or a missed throw. And, you know, that's when you go, like you're evaluating guys coming out of college and you know, that was kind of, you know, I go back to my notes when I was looking at him coming out of college. And, you know, he had the one big bowl game. But prior to that bowl game, you know, there'd been a lot of evidence like this. You know, critical moments, critical throws, he misses them. The bowl game, he blew it open. But quite honestly, guys were wide open. I mean, there was nothing that would measure to the NFL standard. So any kind of game like that, I'd throw that away because it's not realistic to what he's really going to see. When you look at things that he's going to see, and you look at it, that was one thing where there was a big question mark coming out of college. And that game right there, that was a huge difference in it. Really a huge difference. You know, one guy completes it, the other guy does not. You know, I go back to their ability to run the football. That was, that's going to be vital in this matchup. You know, when you look at the Rams, Aaron Donald is, I mean, obviously a beast. I mean, but there's ways to control Aaron Donald. And one of them is run at him. You know, you get two people on him and run at him, get him to chase things. You know, you can play call him. You know, do you got to block him at times? Absolutely. You know, you're going to have to do that. But there's ways to go about neutralizing him and not letting him get after your quarterback early. You know, teams that have been successful have done those type of things. So Detroit, if their running game was ever important in any game, it's this one, to try to neutralize him. You know, and if they can do that in this game, and then they can complement that like they really have done in the past, quite honestly. You know, this can be a game. If they can't do that, you know, they're going to get the doors blown off, because then you go to the other issue they've had. Their back end has played well at times and then made some mental errors at times that have cost them. Well, the Rams, you know, they're actually a lot different than they were when Goff was there. You know, they did a lot of hard run action. They played a lot of stuff off of their running game. They don't do that as much. And that's because, you know, Stafford, you know, is a more accurate, better decision-making quarterback. You can be a little more complex with him. And that's why, you know, Goff was so actually effective. You know, cause I think that's still one of the best ways. If you go back and look at Brady's career, when you look at, in fact, they're doing it right now. The Bucs right now are doing hard run action. See, then we get into the discussion. There's so many, when you hear run action, that's different than play action. Play action is when a quarterback, say running back, receiver, they're doing some type of action in the backfield, they throw off of it. Run action is when your offensive line is coming off. You can literally pull a guy, like guard, and you make it look like it's run. I mean, it looks like, that's why I knew it just freezes the box. That's what the run action is so effective for. Play action, it doesn't really do it as much like that. So a good run action team, it's just so much more effective to throw the football. I mean, you get intermediate throws and even one-on-one matchups. So reading coverage is very simple from that perspective. You know, they're going to have to almost get into that particular mode against these guys, you know, and it's going to all start about being able to run the football. You're going to have to find ways to get some pressure on Stafford, because even though the Rams, you know, Stafford's played well, they really are not in complete sync there. You know, which is actually to be expected. You know, they've played really well, and I think people just think they're a juggernaut. They're really not. They're still missing some stuff. They're kind of out of sync, and that is, from my perspective, a very reasonable, because all of these are new parts. Stafford's learning the system as he goes. You know, they are getting better, but they may not hit their stride till late in the year. you know, that's why they got to find ways to win games. And, you know, when you look at this one, listen, I was in Pittsburgh forever. When I went to Chicago, I remember they were on our schedule. You know, people always wonder, how much does it matter to play, you know, your team? You know, you can't get too caught. Of course you want to go ahead and win. You sure want to lose. But you don't want to get so caught up that you forget what is the real structure of how you go about winning. You know, you can't get so caught up emotionally that you get lost and then you start doing things you shouldn't be doing. And, you know, there might be a level of that in this game. I think the Stafford advantage is he's home. You know, he's not in Detroit. They're going to Detroit, I think, would have been a lot more difficult, probably harder on golf, quite honestly, than Stafford in this one, just because they've got to go on the road. And, and then he's one of the guys going back there, and he's kind of the one that's been written off, if you will. So he surely can't come in and try to do, you know, try to be the hero, if you will. You know, and that's why the running game, I think, the pivotal aspect of this entire game, and their secondary not making mistakes like they have notoriously, unfortunately, this season. If they can button those two things up, you know, this actually comes down to a very close game. If they can't run the ball, it's going to be just like the Bengals. It'll be very, very difficult for them. And the matchups that they get. I mean, they're going to create some matchups. They've done this every game. Goff's just got to hit them. You know, and that's really what's the requirement here. You run the ball, Goff, you got to hit him when we dial a couple of them up. And secondary, we can't make a bunch of mental errors. There's you have your chance to have this a close ball game and possibly pull it out and win.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, joins us every Friday at this time on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Merrill, you were talking about Goff, and I agree, he missed wide open guys. A couple of them could have been close to TDs. So who fixes Goff? Because they have Mark Brunell as the QB coach. They have Anthony Lynn, who has a decent track record as a coordinator, more than a head coach when he was with the Chargers. Is it fixable? Or are you going to get an inconsistent Goff all the time? If you're a Lions fan listening right now, if you're Campbell, Anthony Lynn, Mark Brunell, anybody on that offense, are you going to have to live with this type of football from Jared Goff, or is it fixable?
Well, this, I'm going to tell you this based on my experience in playing and studying this league for over 30 years, almost 40. I don't think you never fix a guy who is inconsistent with accuracy. You don't. I'll give you a great example. Donovan McNabb was like this. If you remember the NFC Championship game against the Cardinals, they had almost the identical situation late in the fourth quarter. Third down, there was a slant. Donovan needed to hit the guy. He was open, threw it in the dirt. Punt the ball back. Cardinals getting the same scenario. Similar route. Kurt Warner hits him on the stride, runs for, gets a big chunk of yards, and kick a field goal and win. Okay. Donovan McNabb had that problem forever. He had it at Syracuse. He carried the NFL. Obviously, now he got to the NFL. You play a close game. They didn't help him much because they didn't have a running game, which still was a detriment to the Eagles in that game. I don't know that you ever – I've seen it. I've never seen it change. I see it rear its ugly head when it mattered. And that's why I always make that note. That's always why I keep it a critical part of evaluation is that – and I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that has truly worked through that. That doesn't mean he's going to miss them all because he doesn't miss them all. It's the ones when you do dial them up, you got to hit. You know, and, you know, a guy like Burrow hits those. You know, really good ones, hit them. And then really, is there a reason that the Rams got rid of him? There would be one of those reasons. So, listen, you got good coaching, but that's when I go, that's why I always use a coach that has all the power but no control. You know, once they enter the white lines of a football field, it's on them. You know, these coaches are working on that. I don't think there's any question that they're trying to improve upon it. I don't think there's any question Goff's trying to improve on that. It's just kind of been the history of his career, quite honestly. Now, does that mean he can miss? He could hit one. He could hit the one that matters in this game. Like, absolutely. I've just seen him miss more than he's made. I mean, that would be a huge win for him, too, confidence wise, if he could do that in this game, because it's going to present itself. It will present itself. If he does, it would be huge, actually, for him and Detroit to do that. And I would love to see it happen. I just, He's not the only guy I've ever seen this with. I mean, I gave you one example. There's many examples of a lot of quarterbacks that just have that flaw and a moment of truth that they're just not quite the same, you know, as they are in first and 10. And this game, there's going to be more riding on it than, you know, just the average game, too, because you're going back to play, you know, a team that let you go.
So if you're Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Lions, how much longer do you ride with Goff before you maybe go to Blau, your backup, and let Goff not lose a job permanently, but just see if another QB can run that Anthony Lynn offense and not miss those open throws?
Yeah. I wish I could answer that. Here's where, you know, watch and take doesn't give you an advantage, because I'm not in the meeting room. I really don't know what those backups are truly like. You know, those coaches are seeing that every day. You know, Marv Brunell's seeing that every day. You know, they know things nobody else could possibly know about a guy. And there might be somebody sitting there and they're like, you know what, at this point, let's see what we have. At this point in the season, I don't think that would be a radical or an extreme move. I think it would be very rational, especially if you felt that there was somebody there that you thought had that other layer you're looking for.
Merrill Hodge, a former Steelers running back, former co-host of the ESPN NFL Matchup Show. He joins us every week at this time during the DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Merrill, good stuff today, buddy. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, my brother. Have a good weekend, okay, Bill?
All right, yeah, back at you, Merrill Hodge, joining us. Good guy. Yeah, you hear him breaking it down. And we don't know because we're not in that quarterback room. Do you go to Blau? I don't think they would yank Goff until after the Rams game. They want rollout to L.A. with Goff standing there as a backup. I think if they're god-awful, as I'm predicting, 38-7, that Blau could start the next week. Not that Goff would lose his job completely, but, man, you're Campbell and you're Brad Holmes. Anybody thinking they can go 0-17, 1-16, 2-15, and sell anything to anybody during the offseason, you're crazy. And don't tell me you have all the time in the world. That's how Patricia and Quinn ran the Lions, and they ran it into the ground. And now in this first year, they're even deeper, and I get the roster, and I keep hearing, well, they don't have talent. Well, that's on Holmes and Campbell. This wasn't a complete teardown breakdown. They could have put better talent on that roster at wide receiver and DBs to get them through a season where they could go 6-10 or 6-11 now with 17 games. Anybody thinking they can go 0-17, 1-16, 2-15, even 3-14 and sell anything to any fan? Because I ask you to look at the DVR, which I did, and that place was half empty on Sunday against the Bengals. The Lions fans have had enough. They're not going to take it. They're not going to take it anymore. It is the DraftKings Sportsbook app NFL Power Hour. We do it every Friday at 5 through the NFL regular season. Now, make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Always use that promo code HUGE to get the hookups. It could be for football. It could be for the NBA. Right now, for new users, new customers who download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, and you use promo code HUGE when you sign up, you then can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet just $5. Now, promo code HUGE when you sign up. Then bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets if they win. You win with promo code HUGE that you use when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Now, they also have some huge promo hookups for new users who use the promo code HUGE when it comes to football. Telling you, you're a new customer. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and always use that promo code HUGE. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Up next, he is known as the DraftKings Big Picks Insider. Lee Sterling will make his pick. Lions plus 16 or Rams minus 16. I don't know what I'm doing. That is, you know, you heard Lomas at 24-14, right? I mean, Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network. Lee will make his pick next.
You're listening to the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge and former NFL running back Merrill Hodge on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, BetMGM has huge hockey news for all of us Red Wing fans out there. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer for new customers. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Experience hockey in all your favorite sports like never before with the King of Sportsbooks, innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET100 to automatically receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Detroit Red Wings game. There's nothing better than winning with BetMGM, the official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Final segment on a Friday full of football. DraftKings Sportsbook app, NFL Power Hour. Every week, former Steelers running back Merrill Hodge joins me. We break down the lines, looking back at the last game and looking ahead to their next game. Remember, you can always leave your NFL questions at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. And opt in on the Huge text chain. It's free to join. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And download that DraftKings Sportsbook app and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. Something else we do every week, we welcome in the DraftKings Big Picks Insider, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He is standing by. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I think we're going to see another crazy weekend of NFL games. I mean, these backup quarterbacks, like last night, getting the job done in their first game. So public wants to keep betting against them. They keep cashing in.
Speaking of cashing in, let's get to the lines of the three games we're going to look at. The Lions line opened, I think, around 15.5, went down to 14.5. It's back up to 16. The Lions getting 16. The Rams giving 16 on Sunday. Stafford versus Goff. For the Lions fans listening right now, what do you recommend?
So, you know, people are talking more about the Matt Stafford angle, but, you know, everything went well with him, so I don't see that being a problem with him, and obviously he'd like to show well, but I think it's more Jared Goff here. I think he is going to be fired up for this game, and anything that he's got, I think they're going to maybe throw a couple wrinkles at the Rams here. Now, Stafford's going to have success. I mean, he's going to probably work this Lions secondary, which has surrendered 9.8 yards per pass attempt and 12 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions, with allowing 68% completion percentage. But I think Goff is going to have a big game here also. Like I said, I think they'll show some new wrinkles here, maybe do some more play action, roll him out, and I wouldn't be surprised if they make this a game for three quarters and then the Rams pull away. So I got the score here, 36-23. I'm going to take the Lions here plus the points.
Lee Sterling, DraftKings Big Picks Insider from Paramount Sports, joining us here on the Huge Show. Another big underdog, the Bears getting 13 against Brady and the Bucks. What side are you standing on there?
Well, I mean, Tampa Bay's got all these kinds of injuries. I mean, all across the board. Gronk's still not back. A couple of the receivers are out. They're depleted there. Their secondary, they're already without three of the top four guys there. I think they've got bigger fish to fry. We've seen them be disinterested in times here, and they're going to face a quarterback that can run here in Justin Fields. You know, he's still locking in on the first guy, and if he doesn't find the first guy, he takes off. But I think their defense is going to come to play and be up to the challenge. I think it'll be another game. It'll be tight for a while. I think Tampa Bay wins the game 31-24, but I'm taking the points in Chicago.
I ain't taking the Bears plus 13. DraftKings Big Picks Insider Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joining us on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. NFL Power Hour. Final game, Green Bay giving the Washington football team 8 points at Lambeau.
I mean, this Washington defense was supposed to be good. They were ranked second last year. They've now allowed 29-plus points in 5 straight games. That's a single-season record for the defense. They're allowing 311 passing yards a game. I mean, they're facing, I mean, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Aaron Rodgers. He has 14 touchdowns and just 1 interception over these 5 games where they've won every single game, and most of them haven't been close here. So I think the Green Bay is going to use the passing game to set up the running game here, and Washington's without Logan Thomas, McLaurin's out. I mean, too many injuries here. Green Bay, romper room special here, 37-17.
All right. Take Green Bay plus the 8. You like the Bears, or Green Bay minus the 8, Bears plus 13, and the Lions pick, you like the Lions plus 16 in L.A.?
I sure do.
All right, Lee Sterling, DraftKings Big Picks Insider from Paramount Sports, joining us here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app NFL Power Hour. Lee, we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, enjoy another huge weekend of football. We do the DraftKings Sportsbook app NFL Power Hour every week, 5 until 6 p.m. exclusively here on the Huge Radio Network, and always good to get Merrill Hodge on and have him break it down because he's going back to his notes. He's watching the film. It's what we do in the Huge Theater before every broadcast. We watch the film. We go back to our notes. Then we break it down on air. I want to wish everybody a huge weekend of sports. High school football teams fighting for their playoff lives tonight. That will be interesting. Watch the Wings in Montreal, Pistons in Chicago. We got Michigan and Northwestern tomorrow at the Big House. Wolverines win. They will roll into East Lansing a week from tomorrow. Undefeated, 7-0 Michigan versus 7-0 Michigan State. And if you want to get a twosome in our Michigan-Michigan State Rivalry Cup, it was moved to a week from Monday because of the weather forecast. Just go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, scroll, you will see the post and what you need to do. To get a twosome in, 3 9-hole matches, lunch included. Thank you, Jim Boltema and the crew at the beautiful Railside Golf Club in Byron Center. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews, everything you need. If you missed Tom Izzo this week and more, you can listen on your schedule this weekend at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.